The other day, I went to an amusement park with my soon-to-be 4-year-old son, and I watched him play arcade games. He was incredibly focused, throwing his ball at the target. Jewish mother that I am, I skipped 20 steps and was already imagining him as a major league player with what his aim and his arm and his concentration. But then I realized that when he won, he was playing to trade in his tickets for the crappy plastic toys. The prize was much more exciting than the game to get it. I, of course, wanted to urge him to take joy in the challenge of the game, the improvement upon practice, the satisfaction of doing something well, and even feeling the accomplishment when achieving the game's goals. But all of these aspects were shaded by the little 10-cent plastic men with sticky, stretchy blue arms that adhere to the walls. That was the prize. In a child's nature, we see many of our own innate tendencies. I saw myself in him, and perhaps you do too. Prizes serve as false idols everywhere. Prestige, wealth, fame, power. You will be exposed to many of these, if not all. Of course, part of why I was invited to come speak today, beyond my being a proud alum, is that I've accrued some very coveted toys in my life, including a not-so-plastic, not-so-crappy one, an Oscar. So we bump up against a common trope, I think, of the commencement address, people who have achieved a lot telling you that the fruits of achievement are not always to be trusted. But I think that contradiction can be reconciled and is in fact instructive. Achievement is wonderful when you know why you're doing it, and when you don't know, it can be a terrible trap.